Midden FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
After a rather turbulent week with the royal family, the crew of the MV Glenmidden were making their way back to Lewis when an urgent announcement was made on the local radio for the captain to get in touch with his head office. With the use of a mobile phone left behind by HRH, the captain manages to get a signal on O2 and contacts Miss Chance back at headquarters.
Something about you on the radio on the ferry. I can't be dealing with putting all these announcements on the local radio. Costing us a fortune.
Oh, I know. Sandy's been trying, but we keep getting interference and picking up some strange stations on the way. Anyway, what's the matter of urgency?
We've just had a call for the organisers of the MUD. They want to hire the ferry to take the Magdalen Holstead Coolis for Stornoway to the MUD and Falkirk.
You'll be picking up their minister as well, for spiritual comfort.
What on earth is the Mahodjadena Holste or Coolish?
Sack, why are ye bampot? It means the maidens o' Tolsta Coolis.
They couldn't have had an easier choir to pronounce, could they?
I thought you could talk the Gaelic.
Well, I have a few words. Slanger, Camarahu, and Jehacket na Dolive. They're just the basics, you understand.
Translator, if I were you. Bye.
Scotty, Maggie, looks as if we're off on another adventure. We need to get to Stornoway by tomorrow to pick up the Mahujaluin Hostai Hahulish.
I think you'll find that's pronounced Mahujaluin Hostai Hahulish. You see, I have the Barra Gaelic, and that is the finest in the world.
Oh, get a rest, woman. If I hear one more time about Barra Gaelic, I'll no be responsible for my action.
Oh, Scotty, you know that you love the idea of me being bilingual. I can be overcome in two different languages.
Aye, well, you could teach me Gaelic for your Dain Mahidin. I'd be able to use that every time you open your mouth.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you private lessons in your cabin. You'll soon get your tongue around it.
Maggie, you'll have to be the interpreter when we pick this choir up. Scotty, go up to the bridge and make sure Thatcher is pointing us in the right direction. Luckily, we still have those containers on board that we use for the royal family to sleep in. They'll do for the choir. Onwards to Stornoway.
With a brisk wind behind them, caused mainly by Maggie's cooking, the ferry docks at Stornoway, and the captain, along with Maggie and Scotty, go on shore to meet up with the choir and the minister.
What on earth, the zone racket, is someone did?
Scotty, that's beautiful. It's a Gaelic song about unrequited love. The man is so sad about his love being taken away from him. Maybe you should learn it in case something ever happens to me and you feel like singing at my wake.
I'll no be singing at your wake, I'll be dancing in your grave. In the name of the wee man, don't dire. Gaes Lena Martell any day of the week.
Would you like me better if I wore a hat like she does?
Aye, one that's got a big heavy veil down the front to block your fazog.
Excuse me. Are you the captain of this vessel?
I am, Captain Horatio MacNelson. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm Reverend Stanley Smallpiece, known to my friends as Stan.
Well, Stan...
But you may call me Reverend. I'll be sailing with you in this fine vessel, along with the choir, to give them some solace and support.
Oh, that's all we need, a whistling vicar.
Reverend, you will be most welcomed on board. Who shall I speak to about getting the choir ready to sail?
That would be the lovely Sister Helen Wheels, from the Order of Perpetual Indulgence.
Helen Wheels?
Yes. She's actually from Castle Bay in Barra, and her name's Constance Sorensen. But after a life of debauchery, fueled by spirits, she found her calling and has been servicing the community ever since. I'll introduce you. Sister Helen! The captain of the ferry would like to speak to you.
Reverend Smallpiece, so nice to see your face so soon. Sorry, I'll be with you 1 second once the choir stops singing.
Is this a wind-up? Does all the population of Stornoway whistle when they talk? It's like being in a cage for canaries.
There we are. Now what can I do for you?
I simply wanted to introduce you to the captain of the ferry that is taking the choir over to Falkirk. Captain, this is Sister Helen. Sister Helen, this is the captain.
So super to meet you. The singing is sublime, don't you think?
Words fail to express my thoughts on the singing. However, we do need to get you and the choir on board as soon as possible in order to set sail.
No problem, girls. We need to set sail as soon as possible, so please set about sailing up the gangplank. I do hope there is separate accommodation for my girls. I wouldn't want them rubbing up against your seamen.
Indeed there is. Cabins by royal appointment, no less. Please follow Scotty and he'll show you the way.
With a choir on board, the ferry sets sail for Falkirk. Sister Helen and the Reverend Smallpiece have bunked the girls in the containers that doubled as the royal quarters, even although this meant them sleeping head to toe. It does mean they would certainly be kept apart from the rest of the crew. Meanwhile, on arriving at the Firth of Forth, the purser has a problem.
I am telling you, I am not paying the absorbent harbour dues they're asking for in that den of iniquity. They would never get away with that in Aberdeen. No. If you want to berth, then you're going to have to find another place.
But that's ridiculous. We need to get into the harbour to let the choir off and get them to the mod.
You're not going to be docking in that harbour. I have the purser's purser, and the purse is tight shut. I have nothing further to add.
I think that means he's no paying out.
Scotty, you always have a knack of stating the obvious, don't you?
I know of somewhere you can berth that's free.
What?
I said, I know of somewhere you can berth that's free.
I know what you said. When I said what, I didn't mean I didn't hear you. I meant what? Or where?
Well, I used to do a run that took me into Falkirk afore the wheel was built. We had to berth somewhere that the customs and excise couldn't see us due to the cargo we were carrying. Anyway, you see, I were there.
Where?
There. There where it says, Welcome to Skinflats.
Yes.
Well, we ran aground on the mud just outside there and we can bust the choir to the competition.
Skinflats? I've never heard of it.
Ah, it's a picturesque little village on the banks of the Forth.
Ah, one bill your head, it's a dump.
What do you know? I've spent many a happy hour in that place.
Aye, I once spent a week there one Friday, you know.
Well, if the purser isn't opening the purse, I don't see we have any alternative. Skinflats it is. Scotty, tell Dick to head us into the mud.
With full steam ahead, Dick manages to get the ferry as far up the mud as possible at Skinflats. The captain sends Scotty and the purser off to hire a bus to take the choir to the competition the next day. But will they manage to get one cheap enough? Will the choir ever sing at the mod? Will they manage to get the ferry out of the mud? Will the Reverend ever stop whistling? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, to find out.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.